félicitations pour votre premier podium en brun.
Congratulations for our first podium.
Ah, merci beaucoup.
Vous parlez un petit peu français?
Non.
Okay, let's do it. Alors, in English.
Vous avez fait un super temps en natation, une super course aussi en vélo. C'était un petit peu votre point faible, le marathon?
You did a great time in swimming and also in biking. Is it the raining your...
Le plus difficile?
The most difficult for you. Was it the running?
The running? Yeah, I think my run's improved a lot, but that's definitely the my weakest leg at the moment. I've got a long way to come. Yeah.
Vous êtes finisher pour la première fois ici. Qu'est-ce que ça vous fait de terminer votre premier Ambreman?
You're finisher for the first time. How do you feel after finishing your first Ambreman? And pardon for my English.
Very tired. First finish. So last year I didn't finish, but pretty exhausted, but happy with the result.
Vous étiez troisième après le vélo. Vous avez réussi à dépasser Marcel Faure. Comment ça s'est passé sur le marathon pour doubler Marcel Hervé Faure?
You were first, and then you passed Hervé Faure. How did you do it?
I think Hervé's had a bit of an injury, so he hasn't done a heap of running leading into this. And I caught him on one of the downhills where he said his legs were just really hurting. And he hung tough for a long while. He came back and we were back and forth, and then eventually, just before we came into town for the end of the first lap, I kind of put a bit of a gap into him. And I was lucky I was able to hold on.
Vos impressions sur l'ambiance ici à Embrun?
About the surrounding
in Ambrun? The run? Or the surroundings?
La foule.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I was just saying, like, it's this and Alpe d'Huez and Gérardmer are just, they're three races that stick in my mind. I really love the French races. The atmosphere is amazing. The crowds
incroyable.
Get behind you. Like, some of the people even knew my nickname, and it's really cool to have all the crowds just...
Rendez-vous l'année prochaine, next year.
Next year?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
And what was the most difficult for you? Izwa? What about the Izwa first?
Probably after the Izwa. There's a couple of really steep climbs after the Izwa, and this one just behind town, when you come back into town, and then after, it's quite steep and bumpy, and you've been going for 180k, so your legs are tired.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much and congratulations.
Merci. Thank you.